A lovely welcome to the podcast series The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to talk with you about what is stress. So what types of stress does there actually exist, and if all stress in fact is really so negative. So we're going to have a closer look at, in fact, what Christian Morgenstern said about it and why it was, you know, so useful for us for evolution, this kind of stress thing for us. And in fact, you know, when we have too much stress, which is, you know, really much the case, in fact, in our times by now, you know, what you could do and what you should do, in fact, when this gets too much. So looking forward, and thank you very much for listening. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training. You can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Yes, today we talk about stress and what it does with us. And here I would like to quote a person. His name is Christian Morgenstern a little bit more. And he had a closer look. In fact, he wrote a book about it also. And he, you know, he wanted to have a closer look into this stress mechanism. So what it does, when did it start, and, you know, the mechanisms behind it. And this is also where I would like to have with you a closer look at. And also the automatization, in fact, which stress causing on us. And this is really great and very interesting, because in his book, he started, you know, writing a book about it. You know, just imagine or picture yourself being, you know, back in Stone Age, and you were trying and in fact out for a hunt, that you know, maybe hunt an elephant or something. And then you're on the meadow and you're looking around, and all of a sudden, you know, instead of seeing an elephant, you see a big tiger staring at you and ready to jump at you to eat you. All right, just picture that. And then he said, you know, what is then happening? And he says clearly, you know, at already that time, the thing for really surviving was that we did not think for a second. So now that we got right away, as we saw this situation, you know, that this is danger for us. And that within like a fraction of a second, we could react right away. So in this case, I'm sure also you would have done the same thing. You saw the tiger, and then within like a fraction of a second, you know, like this, you were just running away the other direction as far as I could. So from zero, not moving, up to maybe 150%, with 100% adrenaline, and just running as fast as you can just to survive, all right? And this is exactly the mechanism he has a closer look at. And he said, you know, that we needed this kind of, you know, head off. We don't think about, we don't analyze the situation, so that we get right away into the reaction running mode. Okay. And this is interesting to see, because in this effect, you know, your body gets so, in very short time, put under so much pressure, that you have so much stress, in fact, that you are able to show the maximum energy level, the maximum I now need to run away of as fast as I can behavior, you know, just like this. But it's important that you have no time, in fact, to think. All right. And then he said clearly, you know, this, in fact, had a very positive effect on our evolution. Because of this, we survived, all right? So this is important to see and also to understand. So what is another option, in fact, or another situation he clearly pictured? So the one is really, you see something, shock, stress, and then you run away. Or he said clearly the another, you know, option when you get a lot of stress on your body is in fact that you go into the shock mode, the resignation mode, and you do not move at all. You know, you are standing still. So these are the two things. Entweder you run away, reaction right away, you know, or you do the other thing that you do, the resignation, don't move at all and you completely, you know, stop everything. But both things, in fact, were, you know, we inherited, in fact, this from our ancestors. And that is a very important, you know, thing to keep in mind. So stress is and was not always negative. It helps us, in fact, you know, that the situation does not have to be analyzed into details, but right away, you know, that we get into one reaction mode just to survive longer. All right. That is very important. So, but what is then happening usually? Also, when we take this thing with the tiger back again, you know, when we imagine this, you saw the tiger, you ran away right away, and then you were running, and, you know, out of the danger zone. What is then useful to be doing? Exactly. And I'm sure you thought about this. This is right away that you make a pause. So you're reducing right away the stress level, which, you are already in fact. And this is important that after the stressing phases, you know, you get a recovering time. When you don't do that, you know, and you always stay into the stress mode, this positive effect of stress, in fact, is then turning slowly and bit by bit into a negative effect or the stress mode, in fact, on us. So, and now let's have a closer look into this again, you know. So what is happening with the body when you're under stress mode? So we said clearly you are able to show maximum energy and maximum, you know, outcomes. You can produce this right away, you know, so super great results. But you put your body nonstop, in fact, on an alarm, on a red phase, in fact, you know, I need to survive. So which means your body needs a lot more energy. And this energy is then therefore not available, in fact, on other parts of your body, in and on other parts of your system, all right? And, you know, to cut this short, you know, so when you need a lot of energy just for surviving, just for functioning, just for, you know, staying in the mode and working and doing and la, 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 you know, you cannot do one thing. And I'm sure you're also sure, and you also, you know, understood this right away. You are not in the position to work on and have enough energy aside to do your growth, as your personality growth changes, or your transformation. And that's the reason why we have also here a closer look at this effect. So when stress, this positive, you know, effect is turning after a while because we're not taking too many pauses, we're not really, you know, are able to recover long enough that this stress mode gets reduced up to a normal level back again, then this is very negative for our organisms, and this is very negative for our personal development. So coming back to Sigmund Freud, who said clearly, you know, when we just, you know, not using the energy, you know, suppressing things, you know, we're not supposed to be, not releasing them, you know, that we get mentally and physically really sick. So this is very important so that we keep this in mind. So before we end this up, I would like to have a closer look, in fact, with you about different levels of stress, you know. So we had a look at this positive stress, possible, but also negative ones. But now let's have a look before, in fact, we really understand that we are stressed, you know, and we got here a very nice word the last couple of years, always more and more present to all of us, you know, which is called burnout. And this is also something I would like to have a closer look at, because burnout comes from English, in fact, and means to be burned out. And it's a collective term and stands for an emotional, mental, and physical state of exhaustion. You have a lack of drive at that moment, and you have the feeling of being in a vicious circle which you cannot escape. And what are here typical already symptoms? And please double check for you if some of them are familiar with you. And also at the end of this podcast episode, we have a look what you can do really to get out of this, you know, out of these symptoms that this is really, you know, reducing for you, that you can have a closer look at, you know, your physical and your mental health. All right, so I'm just reading out a little bit the symptoms because I'm not a medicine, of course. So let me check this. First of all, it's a chronic tiredness and a mental exhaustion that you also have after you had a long or a longer break, like vacation. It's a distinction or a distinction, yeah, yourself from work. It's the loss of the inner relationship with your work. You reduce the success at work, you know. And you also have, you know, less desire really to switch to work anymore. You know, just you stay where you are and you accept it. The other thing would be it's a physical complaint such as sleep disorders, higher susceptibility to illnesses, loss of appetite, digestive problems, headaches, back pains, dizziness, instability of blood pressure and racing hearts. Then the other one would be, for example, psychological changes such as increased irritability, inner restlessness, the inability to switch off after work, restlessness, inner emptiness, fear, boredom, despair, resignation, frustration, feelings of senselessness, or cognitive performance restrictions, you know, such as, you know, concentration disorders, inability to make decisions, self-doubts, perception of loss of performance, and changes in behavior. For example, social withdrawal, you know, you just meet less people. Hyperactivity, consumption of addictive substances like drugs, alcohol, cigarettes. And. And then I thought about, all right, so the burnouts are already quite tough, but let's have a look, you know, what different steps are, you know, when you, for example, are at work, when do you realize in what kind of phase of burnout or stress level you are already at? And now also this one I would like to read out a little bit for you and just listen and decide in which phase you are already at, okay? And I think it's a very useful exercise. So just listen to me, and it's a Mr. Freudenberger. In fact, he made this four-phase model. And he said the first phase is in fact the overactivity. It's first of all, you realize it by excessive commitment, sense of indispensability, denial of need, excessive need for recognition, perfectionism, and have to prove yourself. In the second phase, you already start to reduce your engagement, all right? So it's a loss of positive feelings, a general feeling of dulling and getting harder, loss of contact, a negative attitude towards work, beginning of the internal termination, increasing blame on others, and of course, mobbing. Then in the third phase, in fact, it's already a clearly seen reduction in performance, difficulty concentrating at work, disorganization, unsystematic work planning, inability to make decisions, decreased initiative, rigid black and white thinking, and service according to regulations. And then the last phase, in fact, is the despair, increased helplessness, existential despair. Futility. The energy storage is totally down and empty, in fact. Physiological and psychosomatic symptoms, which you clearly see and already you yourself feel it. Collapse or amok as the really next last level. So I found it quite useful here, you know, also at this podcast that we, you know, read this out, and especially, you know, I found the burnout levels and you know, what in fact already a burnout is very interesting. So please double check for yourself or re-hear this podcast, you know, the second part again, that you know in which kind of stress level, burnout level you're right now in. But what is even more important, you know, when you feel about, oh, I'm in this or in this kind of, you know, level already in, and you would like to change this, and I'm straight, you know, please keep a close look at your stress level at any time, because it makes your mental and physical sick when you don't do that. So Sigmund Freud, keep him in mind. And, you know, now's the question, okay, so you realized I'm maybe in one, two, or three, or maybe even the four phases, so what can you do? And there are like more ways to do it. First of all, try to get as much sleep as possible, really a time out. If this is not right away possible, then I'm straight, you know, try to attend meditation courses, you know, and there's also good, you know, when you have one or two people around with whom you can do this together, you know, that you always have the motivation to redo it again. I mean, alone at home is possible, you know, but sometimes it's not always the best thing, all right? But of course, there are plenty of nice offers for free, by the way, also on YouTube available, which are animated and also, you know, clearly and very good moderated by many people. So just have a look around which voice you really like and the music behind it and, you know, what they're presenting to you, and just try it out. Important here is just that you get really, really physically and mentally really relaxed, and try to do this at least once a day. And even two times a day would be much, much better. But just when you just can do it once, I really recommend it. Do it before you go to bed. So you can already, you know, make yourself finished, tape it. And then when you are already in bed, you let it play. And then you, with this meditation, you can start to fall asleep. It's a super great exercise, you know, and it really helps you to recover and that you get a really deep, nice sleep. All right, because this is really what you're longing for, that you can recover. And if this is not really enough, you know, then it, of course, there are also like, you know, trance processes, which you can really also do. And also these ones are available at YouTube, animated, you know, also very good ones. And when you think, oh no, this is where, you know, a little bit taking too long, then I can also like have another hint for you. This is really go to a hypnose therapeut, a very good one. And just ask him that he, you know, can give you a lot of more energy. And also these, it's, you know, it's a processes. And, you know, they kind of, you know, help you really to physically and mentally relax that much that you really get access to your subconsciousness. And also there, you know, your super great things, what you can do really to recover and gain back this energy which you need, that you're not only in the stressing mode, in the function mode, so now that you really get the energy back, that you really can do your change, your big transformation. And yes, it is possible. And yes, we are really looking for the right energy level that, you know, you can really work on yourself so that you can change and grow your personality. And yes, it is possible. And yes, please double check. Have always a close look at your stress level and also, you know, take care of the level itself. And when you see, oh no, I'm getting more into the red zone, so that your need recovers, then take care of it. Very important. All right, so that's it for today. I hope you liked this little podcast episode, and I have to say it's really great fun. And also for me, especially because I could talk a little bit about hypnosis and, you know, what stress is causing. And it's not only negative, but also a lot of positive effects behind it. But it's more really the balancing of it, what we really have to take care of. So I hope really you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have questions, of course, please get in contact with me. And if you would like to speed it up or to maybe also try a hypnosis session, of course, get in contact with me and we can work this out for you. So thank you very much for listening, and up to the next episode.